I'm really pumped because we have a unique blessing today. It's Labor Day weekend, and so Pastor Steve and Sharon really had it on their heart to mix things up. We're mixing it up today. Normally on the first Sunday we hear from Pastor Steve over the stream live, but on this Labor Day Sunday, across all of our campuses, all of the campus pastor wives are bringing the word today. So I am excited to bring up to the platform in 1 second. My beautiful wife, she is amazing. She hears from the Lord, man, in a ways that are immeasurable. And I can't believe that she is bringing the word today because, for those of you who are newer, she is 3 months into just having our fourth child. And so she slept at most 3 hours continuously last night. And yet here she is serving, preaching, bringing it today. So I'm so proud of you. You were the best decision after choosing Jesus I have ever made in my life. Can we honor Pastor Megs as she comes to bring the word? Come on.
Oh my. Tearing up already. How sweet was that? How are you guys? Good morning, Wave Church. Trying to hold back these tears, so I'm just going to look at all y'all's faces. How is it going? Good. It's good to be in the house. Labor Day weekend. Yeah? You guys can go ahead and seat. Have a seat. Yes, I did only get 3 hours of a stretch at a time last night. Actually, I only got like 3.5 hours total, I think. No, that's not true. 4.5. She's actually doing really good. Has anybody seen it? My baby is so sweet. She's so sweet. It's so good to have another little newborn in the house. And you just forget, like, how little sleep you actually get with a newborn. And you just keep doing it overnight. Well, we do. We just keep having more babies. That sounded weird. Okay, we're going to move on. Yes, amen. But it is a good thing. And so church is going good. I'm so excited to be up here. It's such an honor. Honestly, it's such an honor to do life in this church. I know I say this a lot, and I will never, ever stop being so grateful because I remember a time when our church was about a wonderful, which is, it's not about numbers, but there was, you know, about 30 of us holy saints just plowing the fields, you know, building church. And I just remember it. These are the days that we prayed for, and we're not going to stop growing. We're not going to stop flourishing and doing new things and doing more for the Lord and taking more ground. But man, it is good to pause sometimes and just be grateful, look around and think, man, this is what we prayed for. Amen. Can I get an amen? Amen. Amen. You ever just look around and thank God, say, man, wow, I am so much further than I once was. And I think it's a good reminder. Amen? Amen. And we also, I'm just so grateful because I have had this opportunity to go back in the nursing mom's room. We're all in my nursing mom's room, all 10 of us. Woo, woo. Where are we? Well, they're back in the nursing mom's room, so I'm not going to get any amens. But all the nursing moms back there or just moms with like little babies, and they're just back there hanging out, and it's been so good to just get back there, sit under the word. The word's being preached, and we hear about half of it because the babies are crying, but it's been so good to just sit with them and talk and just, I don't know, just get to know people and get to know the women in our house. And it's what a beautiful, beautiful thing to have our kids just sitting there crying, screaming, running circles around us, nursing, whatever it is, and us just sitting here enjoying, sitting under the word still and hearing from the Lord. It's a good thing. Amen. That's how the house should look. The house is every generation, from babies to the elderly, and it is a beautiful, beautiful picture. And in fact, it's always been something that I'm just like, if we don't have from infants to elderly, then this doesn't feel right. This just doesn't feel like heaven. Amen? Because we're all going to be there. And so, yeah. And so, and I just am so grateful, so grateful. And I also just want to pause and honor the men of the house, because we are just coming off of a season where the men's CG happened, which was like, what, 6 to 8 weeks, something like that. Every Sunday night, the men were gathering here, And I have noticed there's been such, and I'm sure other wives, even children in the home can testify to this, but there has been an evident shift. And I just want to honor all the men that are just stepping up, because we realize that there is a weight, there is a call, there is a responsibility as head of the house. And I just honor that. I honor that you are being intentional with where you are taking your family and being intentional with that weight and that responsibility. Can I get an amen? So can we just give it up for the men of the house? Amen. So I'm going to embarrass myself a lot this morning because that's all I know how to do. So seriously. So I don't know. Has anybody ever been like me and you've wanted to start something, but the more you began thinking about it, the more you realized everything isn't perfect around me? Okay, how am I going to start this thing if everything isn't perfect? And you end up giving up before you even begin. Anybody like that? I know I have been. You know, you don't have the money to start it. You don't have the right career, or the right, what's it called in school? You know. Education. You don't have that. You don't have all your ducks in a row. You can't start because who's going to listen to you, right? Like, what kind of leadership do you have on you? And I started, on my side gig is photography. And I had been wanting to be a photographer for a very long time. Back in the day, even in college, I just loved taking pictures, and I wanted to be a photographer, and it took me 5 years to pick up a camera, just pick it up. And the only reason I picked up a camera, like, I would dabble here and there, we'd go on a trip, and I'd take some photos, whatever, but, like, I mean, like, really start to, like, learn your camera, and I started picking it up. The only reason was because I had kids, and I was like, okay, I really want to take cute pictures of them. I need some cute pictures of them. And so I just thought, oh my gosh, like, it took me a whole 5 years to just even pick up a camera. And then I realized, I think it was you, babe, you were like, okay, you just need to make this thing. I did it for a few years, had some fun with it. And then my husband's like, just make this official. Like, you're a photographer. Like, just make this official, right? And I'm like, what? I mean, I'm not a professional. I don't know all the techniques. And he would show me these, like, videos of, you're so great. He has an IT background, and if you don't know, and he has his education in IT, so he would pull up these, like, photographers that, I swear, were they speaking English? I don't know, because it was all tech savvy, like, how to learn your camera, and I'm just sitting here, my eyes are glazing over, and I'm like, this is making it worse. I am not a photographer. I am not a professional. And so I just slowly was like, oh my gosh. And so finally I found somebody they were like, you know, I don't know all the technical stuff, but I like making pretty things, so I'm going to do it. And I'm going to teach you. And I was like, that's my girl right there. I can do that. I can follow that. And so it was just this process of just like, oh my gosh, like, everything isn't perfect. How can I, like, keep going with this and keep moving forward? And I'll even tell you, like, if everything wasn't perfect and didn't set me up for perfection, no way am I going to be embarrassed. No way am I going to keep moving forward with this thing if I don't look good in the process. Amen? And I'll even tell you, I have a website, and I'm not going to tell you when I bought and paid for somebody to make this, Jordan knows, website, and it's still not okay. So I keep finding little things. I'm like, oh, gotta fix. And it's embarrassing, honestly. It sounds crazy. But does anybody struggle with this? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Where it's like, if everything is not lined up perfectly, I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it. And so maybe it's not like a business like me. Maybe it's just wanting to be perceived in a certain way, or wanting your spouse to think the way that you think. Amen. How many know, though, that only Jesus is perfect? Only Jesus is perfect, so we don't have to be. You don't have to be perfect, amen? And our goal is to become more like Christ, but not Christ himself. We are not called to be Christ. He is Christ. We are called to be more like Christ. Constantly, this process, amen, of becoming more like him. In fact, it's only through Christ's perfection that God sees us as perfect. Amen. So if you want to turn to Hebrews 2:10, it says, I'll give you a second. You got your Bible, your Bible. Biblioteca? Is that how you say? Donde esta? Biblio, what? I don't know. You guys, okay, I'm not going to go down that road. Because then I'm going to feel bad about bringing up a TV show that maybe there's some probably weird stuff. I don't know. You know, I'm just going to stop. Okay, where are we? Hebrews 2:10, it says, in bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. Thank you, Jesus, for your perfect sacrifice, because it is impossible for me to be perfect. It is impossible for you and I to be perfect. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on a cross for us and making everything perfect so that we don't have to be. Amen. For all have sinned and fallen short. Amen. And so we have decided, I decided, my husband had no part in this. In fact, I'm pretty sure I pulled my friend along and I was like, you want to start this home project with me? And I didn't tell him because I was scared he was going to say no. He was going to be like, please don't, please don't. He's going to talk me out of this. You know what I'm saying? So I started, I said, you know what? New baby, new bathroom. Why not? This seems like perfect timing. Newborn baby in the house, barely getting any sleep, haven't published my website. This is the perfect time to renovate my bathroom. That's a good time. And so that's what I'm doing. And I realized I'm doing this bathroom and I'm talking to my friend and I'm just like sitting there painting and I was like, whoa, 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 wait a second. I just went to Home Depot and I just picked out a color. I was like, before we went, I was like, blue, that's the color. Not blue, not just blue, it's a light blue. It's periwinkle blue. And we are going to do blue and it's going to be great. And I went to Home Depot, and it took me, because Home Depot, you know, you go and you find a color, but lighting matters. There's a lot of things that matter in the process, right? Because it doesn't always look like the little swatch, that they show you. So you have to, like, really do your due diligence and try to figure out how it's going to look. And so I picked it out in 30 minutes, under 30 minutes, people, with my kids in tow. And I got this paint. We started painting it, and I'm just like, I am changing, because me 4 years ago moving into this home, trying to figure out like, oh my gosh, is the lighting gonna be right? Is the, like what I was just saying, is it gonna be perfect? If I don't want to change it, what if it goes out? It's not trending anymore. What if it doesn't work? What if I don't like it in 6 months? What if it turns out so ugly? What if this? What if that? This is all too much. And I realized in that moment, I'm like, I just picked stuff. I was just like coming in here, picked out the mirrors, picked out the faucets, picked it all out. And I was like, hey, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Amen. Well, I'll be looking at this ugly bathroom for quite a while, but that's okay. Okay. But I just had this aha moment of, man, I have so much peace this time. I have so much peace this time in this process. And this seems silly. I mean, this is a bathroom. But I think maybe we're all struggling with this in some ways of just wanting to be perfect in something that we're doing, in some endeavor we're taking in our marriage with our children. We just want to be perfect. And maybe you don't say it like that. Maybe you're not telling yourself, I just want to be perfect. But you're like, everything you do, you have to have your hands on. You have to fix it. You have to do it. And I don't know who this is for, but maybe you're in this place that I have been in, and you're just like, Lord, what is next? What is the season I am doing? Am I doing the right thing? The enemy is just trying to just slip you up and tell you that you're not in the right season, that you're not in the right place. And I just want to tell you that he goes before you. He knows what is ahead, and he will take care of you. Amen? He is sufficient. Amen. You don't have to have it all figured out. And everything doesn't need to be perfectly in place for you. Amen. You don't have to be the one to fix it all for your family, for your coworkers, for your employees. You don't have to be the one. You weren't saying, I'm not the one. That could be contrary to, okay, whatever. But I look at this and I'm just thinking, man, all this perfection, what is this? What is the root of this desire for everything to be perfect, for everything to be figured out? What is this? There's a control issue. It's a control issue. What do you guys have up there? Oh, control freak. That's the title of my message, y'all. Who's a control freak in here? Who is a control freak in here? I mean, we are used to, at this day and age, we are used to being in control. We have everything at our fingertips. If you want to be better at something, you can do it. You can find it. You can Google it. You can do whatever. You can find it and fix it and do it yourself. Amen? We have the ability to be in control in almost every sphere of our lives. And we crave it. Boy, do we crave it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I mean, I just go on Instagram and it's like the algorithm, they know you. It knows you. You know what I mean? And it just throws these things that you're like, I need to know how to fix this. And it's just right there, 10 different ways to fix your strong-willed child. Just comment below, take control back, and I'll send you my workshop link. I mean, honestly, everything around you is like, here, I have the answers. I have the answers. I can fix your problems. Follow me. Follow this. And I will fix it for you. Or, well, I'll help you fix your problems. Amen? And we just want to fix it all. And we think that we can. We're so cocky sometimes. We want control so much of our lives these days. And so wanted to go into this and talk about how do we control our control issues. And I was like, well, that's not the point. The point is not to control my control issues, but how do we address this? How do we realize this? And how do we move forward and be better? Amen? So how do we address these control issues? We understand you're not actually in control. Wait, what? You think you're in control. You're actually being led. I don't know what's leading you, but you're not leading yourself. Your flesh may be leading you. Your addictions may be leading you. Your fear, that could be leading you sometimes. The way that you were raised may be leading you. Your proclivities, they may be leading you. Your emotions. Ultimately, it's you are being led by your flesh or by the Spirit. You're being led by your flesh or the Spirit of the Lord. How do we know which one is leading us? The Bible says, look at the fruit. It's the fruit of the Spirit or the fruit of your flesh. Which one is it? Look at it. Look what the Bible says. The Bible tells us that in Galatians 5, 19 through 26, a good picture of what following the flesh versus following the Spirit leads you to. Is it up there? Look at this. You guys can turn to it in your Bibles too. It says Galatians 5, 19, 26. I'm going to take a drink of water. Everybody grab water before we read this long passage. It says the acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, it's joy, it's peace, it's forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh and its passions and desires, with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us keep in step with the Spirit. let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. And you may look at this and think, well, good. I mean, I'm not sexually immoral. I don't do witchcraft. I don't dabble in that. I don't hate my brother or my sister. I'm doing okay. But maybe you go home and then you start to realize, there's some envy there. I want my life to look this way. I want to be perceived like that person over there. I see that neighbor and how their yard looks, and I want to be like that. And why don't I have it all together like that person? Amen? Anybody feel me? So if we don't stay in step with the Spirit, then we may just be falling in line behind our flesh. I've been practicing being led by the Spirit in this season. Like I said, I'm navigating life with a newborn again, and my older three are much older. I mean, much older, not much older. 6 years is the age gap. And so, honestly, Gwyneth is great. She's perfect. She is very feisty. And this story has nothing to do with Gwyneth because she is perfect. She's, you know what? Just give it up for Gwyneth. She's great. I love her. I love her. And I have to be careful not to do with her what I did with Frankie, and that is just like, spoil the mess out of her. I know, you can't spoil a baby too much. But I am definitely spoiling this baby, and I love her so much. And the other three, they're wonderful. They're wonderful. They're wonderful children. But who knows? Parenting is just incredibly humbling. It's like a constant, like, oh, I have this figured out. And then you realize, I know nothing. I am a complete idiot, and I am failing in every way. Has anybody ever felt that way with parenting? And this whole season of, and this happens like weekly. Why? Maybe sometimes daily. Do you guys feel this way too, or is this just me? Okay. Where it's just like, dude, I thought yesterday was so good. Today is so terrible. So I was getting ready for back to school stuff, and this was a couple weeks ago, and man, I was crushing it. I was like mom of the year. We had gotten our school supplies ordered quick, before, like early, and we had the bedtime routine implemented a couple weeks out so that we could get back, because summer you just kind of let it all go. And we were getting back to bed at the right time. Kids were getting adjusted to that. They were doing good. I was having some grace for them, but they were doing overall pretty good getting to bed. And we were, there were all kinds of things that we were doing. We had back to school clothes done. We were going to the doctor's offices. We were just getting it all done. Every box ticked. And I realized one of these days, actually back to school night was when it was, back to school day, I was going to get the kids ready, and one of my children, which we'll soon figure out, just decided to try and finagle her glasses for the first time ever. She's like, I need to adjust these. Well, they are not adjustable, okay? They are not, and just snap right in half. And I'm like, you're about to start school in 3 days, and it's going to take a whole 2 weeks for us to get these glasses. And so that happens. And then one of my children, who will not be named, the strong-willed one, she is, like, having meltdowns and, like, not in, like, fighting me at sleep at, like, bedtime. And then what else happens? Like, our school supplies don't come in for back to school night, which is when you like put everything in the desk, like you go and you take it. When they're in elementary school, you go and you take it and you help them set it all up. And it's a fun little thing, right? And they didn't come in, so we were not going to be able to do that for them. And that night, it's hard. I want to share who it is each time, but then I also am like, let me protect this child. All these stories, everybody's going to know about you as you grow and change, poor thing. But you're going to figure it out, so it doesn't matter, whatever. But she, I go to tuck in my girls, and she goes, this is my, like, super analytical one. She's just going to tell you what she's thinking, and she's thinking a lot about a lot of things. And she was just like, Mom, I don't feel normal. And I was like, what do you mean you don't feel normal? What is it? What's making you feel that way? And she goes, I have glasses, and everybody else in my class doesn't. And I'm like, okay, I can work with this. I was like, we all have something that we're insecure about and that's different than other people. The whole gist. And she, and then she was like, and also, you didn't get my back to school stuff. in time. And I hate going in there, because we did this last year. I hate going in there and having to do it all myself, and everybody's looking at me. And she, what else did she say? And I want to be on time every day. Okay. Okay. I can do this. And boy, did I was just like, okay, I have a, the Spirit of the Lord is not leading you, okay? Clearly, you are being led by the flesh. But in that moment, I just was like, I have a choice here. I have a choice, and I've done it many times before, to dwell in this insecurity of I am not sufficient. I have not done good. I haven't done the right thing. Everything didn't go perfect, and I didn't set my child up the perfect way, and I could live in this. I could live in this weakness. I could live in this, like, need to be perfect and feeling very short, like I was shortcoming. And, or I could let the Holy Spirit, and in that moment, the Holy Spirit was like, hey, what did he say to me? He said, hey, listen, it's all good. Like, you don't have to be in control of this moment. It's okay. There's, your value is not placed in whether or not you did this all the right way. That is not where I value you. You were a good mom. Be gentle with yourself, therefore gentle with your children, because sometimes, do you know what I mean? If you're not gentle with yourself, that can, you can end up being not gentle, and I'm not, okay, not gentle with your children and the people around you. You can become harsh and angry and whatever it is that comes out of that insufficiency. And so I want to encourage you, who is leading you? Because in that moment, like I said, I can dwell in the spirit of the flesh, or I can dwell in the spirit of the Lord and his word for me. And he speaks a good word. And his word is truth. His word is the way. His word is a good word, a perfect word. Amen. And it was just such an, I had so much peace, guys, so much peace that I bombed it even worse the next day. Can I tell you? I had so much peace. I was like, I'm a good mother. And so I went to school, and they wanted to be, like, walked in instead of dropped off by the car. And then that made sense, too. We had all the school supplies with us. Jude's carrying this big old box. And I'd totally forgotten that Monroe was like, oh, see, I did it. Monroe was like, you know, this is embarrassing. I wasn't even thinking about that. I'm like, yeah, we got everything in tow. We are good. And I'm walking up to the school, and we get there 15 minutes early. Okay, or yeah, 15 minutes early. So we're standing here at the front of the door just waiting for somebody to open it so I can pass the supplies off and somebody can help her up because I can't go up with you. Your parents aren't allowed to go in. And then all of a sudden, like, little kids start trickling around me, you know, being dropped off by their parents. And it's just me, this adult, with a lot of crazy hair, bedhead, which Monroe has reminded me time and time again, Mom, are you going out in public like that? Your hair looks crazy. They humble you. Kids humble you so often. It hurts. And so I am just up there at this school, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, wait a second. Something's wrong. Something's off about this. I'm standing here, my hair out here to here. And I didn't even realize it, that something was wrong, until I was like, okay, the doors are about to open. Bye, guys. Love you. And I'm just trying to pass off this box. And Monroe's like, and so embarrassed. And I'm like, this is the first time that I have experienced my daughter outright just being embarrassed by me. And I was like, oh, Lord. And I just walk off and just feel it, just be in my feelings. And it was just so funny. It's such a funny picture of, like, I had so much peace with what God had told me that I was not even, like, going to let that bother me and going to let that stop me from doing what I needed to do for my children, doing what I needed to do to make things right, to make things good. And I was just doing what I needed to do with the peace of the Lord. Amen. And so let that encourage you. If your kids are embarrassed by you, it's okay. It's okay. We're in this together. God, that was, have you guys experienced that, parents? Okay. Now, I've lost my place completely. Where was I? Oh, thank you. I'll take my time. But it's moments like these when I have to tell the control freak in me that even though my circumstances are out of control, even though I can allow myself to be, I can't allow myself to be led by the Spirit instead of by my flesh, and choosing the Spirit and not the flesh over and over and over again. When things feel out of control, what is leading you? And another way that we can just become aware of this control freak in us is by trusting the process. Trust the process. Philippians 1:6 says, I am sure, is this on? Oh, it's not on. Was I supposed to push it? Oh, gosh. What? Is that the going down? Okay, good. I have 6 minutes. Good. Trust the process. You can turn to Philippians 1:6. I am sure of this. Oh, I don't give you time. I keep telling you to turn, and I don't give you time. Philippians 1:6, it says, I am sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Trust the process. He is doing a work in you, and he will bring it to completion. That child, that wayward child that you're worried about, that wayward marriage that you are so in fear about because everything isn't going the way that you had hoped, the way that you expected, the way that you had planned, trust the process, because he is doing, as long as you are staying lockstep with him, as long as you are following his Spirit and listening to that rather than your flesh, I promise you, he is doing a work in you. He is doing not just a work, but a good work that he will bring to completion. Can I get an amen? And Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And we will want to give up. We will want to stop. We won't want to go on with this business. It's too hard. It's too frustrating. The employees are too hard. Whatever it is, it's too hard. But let me tell you, do not grow weary. He is doing something, and he is, like I just said, doing a good work, and he will bring it to completion. And he will not only bring it to completion, but in the process, you will reap a harvest. You will reap, you will see the benefits, you will see the fruit of it all. Amen? Amen. You'll see the fruit. You'll see the fruit. You'll see the fruit. And it's not just going to be an abundance of physical things. It's going to be an abundance of his Spirit residing in you. It's going to be abundance of joy. It's going to be an abundance of healing. Amen? And so often we just are sitting there like we give up too soon. We give up too soon because on the other side is his holiness. On the other side is his breakthrough. On the other side is that healing that you've been praying and believing for. Can I get an amen? There's no better way than his way. Every time we yield day in and day out, every time we yield, we become more and more like him. More and more like him. And you think of a refiner who is working with metal, who is working with silver and gold. And as they are refining, as they are bringing up all the dross, as they are bringing up all that dross, all those impurities, they are slowly cleaning it off. And it's not just a one-time thing to make pure this silver, this gold. It is a continued removing, continued breakthrough, continued removing that anger, continued removing that fear that you're working out of, continued giving up control and letting him lead you, continued in working out that forgiveness daily that you have been hurt, you have been abused, you feel like you've been forsaken. He says, no, I have something pure that I am building in you, and you are a child of God. You are my child. And I am doing a work in you. There is breakthrough. And those impurities are just rising to the top, and he is slowly working them out of us. Slowly. And it feels painful. It feels impossible. It feels ugly. It feels so embarrassing sometimes, so vulnerable. But my God, when he gets to the end, a refiner will look at into the, what's it called? I was going to say a cauldron. Halloween's coming. Oh, dear Lord. what is it called? Crucible. He will look into the crucible to see, okay, has it been pure enough? Because if it, the more pure that it becomes, the more he can see his reflection, the more he can see himself. And the more that we are purified, the more that he is working things out of us, the more that he can see his reflection in us. But the more we are becoming more Christ-like, more like Jesus every day, just letting him, giving it up to him, saying, lead me, Spirit, I give this to you. I do not let my flesh take lead. I do not let my emotions lead me. God, you take it. You have it. I give it to you. Purify me so that people, not just me being able to see the work that you are doing in me, but the people around me, my family, being able to see the work that you are doing in me. It is a witness. It is a witness to be able to be purified and got people to look at you and go, something is different. Something has changed. And I want that. I want to follow this. Whatever is happening, I want this. Amen. And maybe it's your family. Maybe there's like just so much dissension, so much chaos in your family. Can I tell you that God has his hand on it? And whatever you've done wrong as a mom, as a dad, maybe not even you that's done it wrong, but whatever is going on in that home, I promise you, giving and being led by the Spirit, giving this control to him and saying, I'm going to choose to be led by you and not by my flesh, day in and day out, you will see the peace of God in the chaos. You will see the joy of the Lord on you, and it will bring wholeness to your family. It will bring healing to your family. Can I get an amen? So I speak that over you. There are people in here that are so worried about their family and the state, and they don't know how to fix it. They just don't know how to fix it. It's too hard, and you don't have the answers. And any answer that you've gotten, it's not working. I want to speak over you. God is bringing you a good work in you, and he will bring it to completion. Amen? Amen. And I'll end with this. I'm doing good. I only have 2 seconds left. I just want to say one more thing. I'm doing good. I got a whole nother message. No, I'm just kidding. I just want to say his work in you is not wasted. None of this ugly process that you, where you have fallen short, where you've made the mistakes, where you've done wrong, where you feel like you've been done wrong, none of it is a waste. God will use it. God will bring his glory to it. Amen. And as he is purifying you, oh my goodness, you are being more and more refined to be in his image, to look just like him. And what a beautiful picture. Amen. Amen. Give it up for the Lord.